lip service.
What's up, y'all? It's lip service, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
What's up?
It's sweetie already broke the mic.
My bad.
All right, she got skills.
We see.
Now, we were just talking right before we started about guys who actually play up their sex game or play it down. Uh-huh. Some guys will act like they're not as good as, you know, they probably really are. Oh, I'm just all right. It's just medium. I got a medium dick. And some guys play it up too much and they're like, oh, my shit popping. You know, once you get this, you'll never want nobody else. So if somebody...
you get it and you be like, lies.
The smallest dick ever. Like,
hashtag
stop it.
Lies.
So how can you judge and has it ever turned you on when somebody's bragged?
Let me see. I'd rather someone just be low key mm-hmm. than just surprise me.
Right. Like, whoa, yeah. Keep wait. As you said, it was small. It's not that small.
What about you?
I think that guys can really get you with the whole bragging. Cause then you'd be like, oh, I gotta see what this is. Cause nobody wants nobody to downplay their shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if a guy is telling you, oh, well, you know, I'm just okay. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not hurting no guts or nothing.
Yeah, that's whack.
Right.
I'd rather you just not talk about it. And then
don't talk about it at all.
Yeah. And then you just be like, yeah, and I have it.
L'Oreal was saying that people don't talk about sex before they have sex.
Right. I was thinking about it earlier and I was wondering, I'm like, you know, how come we never talk about sex before we have sex? I feel like we have sex with the person. And then we get close, and then we start talking about sex.
Yeah, so you have sex before you get close.
Close sex. Yeah.
No, not close.
You heard that, right? You heard it how I heard it.
Yeah, because it is a different kind of closeness. Like,
after.
You could fuck with somebody and...
Just don't kiss me.
Nah, it don't even gotta be like that. Like, you could like them and everything, but you don't know them as well as if you was with them for 3, 4, 5 years or live with them. Like, to me, you don't know somebody till you live with them.
Sure.
So close to me is like y'all live together.
That's okay. Now hold on. That's a lot.
That's when you really start talking about things, though. Because I feel like that's
I dated somebody for 5 years. I didn't live with him.
All right. But y'all got closer over the years, correct? And that's when y'all felt, you felt more fine with being like, if say he was lazy that day, be like, I had to do all the work.
You want to hear something crazy? We dated. And in the first 2 months that we dated, we saw each other every single day. Every single day. He worked a block away from me and lived right near me in Brooklyn.
Is that a good or a bad thing? Like, do you think you need to take breaks in between? Like, maybe one day off or you just
think... No, we saw each other every single day
for 60 days straight.
I've been like that before and he still cheated.
Me too.
And you could also take breaks and he'll still cheat.
That's true too. I mean, the break is...
Because they always still cheat.
They'll still cheat. They'll figure out a fucking way.
There's hope. Have you ever been in a relationship where a guy's been monogamous?
Yeah, I have.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It can happen.
She so you think.
It was only for two weeks. It was only for 2 weeks, but yes.
She's not as nosy as me, because I would have found out the tea.
It was like young love, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was young.
Like how young?
It was like...
puppy
like,
love.
Like 17 to
oh,
like...
Oh, see. We like, was all faithful.
Like 20. Okay. 21.
Is that who you also lost your virginity to?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
If you can hug, you can hear.
Mm-hmm. She heard.
She caught me off guard with that one.
She said, huh? 17 is... Huh? Yep. That's
nigga.
What I told him and I'm sticking to it.
I played the fifth.
Going back to the question about bragging on your sex, I think bragging at any rate is the turn off. Like, don't brag to me about nothing. Don't name drop. Don't brag about where you've been, about who you mm-hmm. know, about what you've done. Especially, oh, I used to this and I used to that, but you don't no more. That is the worst.
Now, I feel like the bragging thing, it depends. Like, if they're doing it in a way to be, like, funny or flirty or sexy, you get what I'm saying? Like, just to talk shit to you, that's one thing. But if they dead serious, like, girl, I'll bust your ass.
Oh, on the set.
Well, yeah.
Your ass.
It usually be the ones with the smallest right. thing that talk the most shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, in my experience.
In my experience, guys with little dicks don't try to fuck you too quick.
Nah, some of them be pretty fucking courageous. Mm-hmm.
Because they want to make sure that y'all mad cool first.
Yeah, that you really like them. They want to make sure that you really, really like them first before they hit you with that.
We got a bond.
Average size penis.
You like them or not, they just don't want you to tell the next bitch. Like, y'all could be all right, whatever, whatever. They got to make sure you cool so you don't blow their shit up. Like,
right.
So-and-so got the smallest dick I ever seen.
That's the easiest dick I ever sucked.
Like a walnut. That shit was just...
Well, sweetie, you're still young, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that, like, you're, like, okay, let's talk about your views on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you still, like, hopeful about love and everything and not jaded about relationships?
I'm open. Yeah, it's like, I mean, I'm not jaded.
Good.
I've only been in, like, two relationships, so I don't feel like I experienced a lot.
That's good. And you high maintenance.
Yeah, and I'm high maintenance.
And
that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
So weed them out.
And I'm no picky. I'm just hella picky, too.
So when you say picky, like, what's your requirements?
So, like, when I'm picky, like, I want him to be, like, you know, bossed up. Like, same status as me, if not, like, more popping. You got to be goofy. Like, make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. High status goofy guy.
Yeah. Not because you can't be one of them, like, dude. Like, you know, them, like, just be... serious, and you can't play around. Yeah, you know, have fun.
And he's got to be able to take you out here popping too.
Yeah,
that's not easy for guys to deal with.
No, it's not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When they out with you and people are coming up and asking them to take pictures, like, hey, I don't know who you are, but can you take a picture of me and sweetie?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm like,
are you her assistant? Here yeah. you go, take a picture of us.
What? Do you think that other men should, if they want to take a picture with you, should ask him if it's okay first?
Not, no. Cause I'm a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different if I'm just, you know, like some girl that they admire. Then that's different. But I feel like when you're a public figure, that's what comes with the territory.
Right.
I agree.
So if he's just walking with you and he's like, and a dude comes up and it's like, "Yo, can you take a picture of us?" Not even ask him. Like, "Hey, excuse me, do you mind?"
Is that your girl? I only say no because if my dude was popping, if a girl came up to me, like if she's like a fan, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, take a picture of y'all." Like it ain't nothing to me, so. Mm-hmm. I would expect it to be nothing for him.
Are a lot of famous guys in your DMs?
That's yes.
I ain't gonna name them, but I'm just saying.
But I always say this. Like, I've been living in LA for like 6 years. So like, they've been in my DMs.
Okay. Damn.
Ooh. So it's like, LA, everybody knows each other. So like, they see me around and it's just like, ooh, I just
Even when you was underage, they was in your DMs.
Not even under, I got to LA when I was like, 21.
Oh, okay.
20. Yeah, 20.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anybody good?
Anybody work?
Does responding. The DM thing work for you? Like,
I responded to like 3 DMs.
Yeah. 3 over the course of 6 or 7 years. So you know they was really good.
But have you ever sent one?
Yeah, but he didn't respond.
Shit, he must not have seen it.
Yeah, it was like, I was just like, I remember I was like newly single and it was like something funny.
Right.
Yeah, I was like just being goofy.
What'd you say?
Yeah, well, maybe your pickup line was weak.
I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said, but it was like hella far-fetched though.
Oh, there he go right there.
He like just got your DM years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was like young. I was like 21 when I did it.
I'm curious as to what you
know.
Said.
What would be your line?
Because I would think a guy would respond to you.
Me
like,
too.
And I wasn't even popping. Right. I was just like, yeah, I was hella young.
Mm-hmm. He might bring that up sometime soon. Now, let's just say you were in love, right? And mm-hmm. the guy was treating you good. He was great. Would you let him use your credit if he had bad credit?
I don't think I'd be dealing with a dude who needed it.
But let's just say he just made some bad business decisions.
He got money.
He got a lot of money.
He got money.
He got money.
And he's about to get a brand new car, some fly shit. And he was like, "Yo, put your name.
Cosign.
And I'll get you
something too. I'm going to get you something too."
How long?
6 months.
Hell nah. Hell. 6 months, nigga?
All right, 1 year.
A year? I love, like, I'm
cosign. I got the money right here.
Don't fall for this trap, sis. <Don't>.
All right, she's telling me don't fall for it, so nah.
How do you say no, though?
That's true. No, that's
hard. Enough, if somebody
that's another
you
question.
I don't feel
time?
Comfortable with cosigning for your shit. I'm sorry.
But what if you seen him take care of everything? Like,
right.
He's paid every bill on
he
time.
Buying
now, that's
jewelry.
Is he paying my
his credit bad?
Is he paying his bills or my
because
bills?
Because he made some
he
bad.
That way
listen, there's guys that have money that don't have good credit.
Like there's they a sell lot. Drugs.
Their yeah. mom put their light bill in.
And it's not even like they don't have good credit. They don't have any credit.
Honestly, you know what? I say cash or everything. Honestly, I say no. Only because a year ain't enough. That's like a commitment. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be like someone who I'm probably about to marry or something. Like, because that's like a bond. And what if I get tired of you? I'm not trying to like have to keep like checking in with you.
Because mm-hmm. L'Oreal done had some cable bills in her name. That
Nah. Hold on. In my defense, right?
Girl, what you doing?
I lived in the house. Listen, there was me and my ex's house. And the cable, yes, was in my name. The end. That's it. He done had millions and trillions of bills. The cable wasn't my name, but it was my house as well. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
We still dealing with the repercussions.
Get the fuck out of here. I paid that shit. It's cut off. I paid that shit. Was like, okay, sis, no more Wi-Fi for you. So whatever happened in the middle of his situation was cut off. Like, I called, was like, no, I'm not doing this. But it wasn't my name, but I also lived in the house at the time. Right. But he kept it on for like
a while after you moved out.
Yeah, like 5-6 months.
You ever be mad when you buy somebody something and y'all break up and then you be like, fuck, I just bought him.
Gigi, look at
me. I bought my ex something and he gave it to his friend.
What'd you buy him?
A Louis Vuitton hat and scarf set. And then I seen his friend with it on and I was like,
well, maybe
y'all know who I'm talking about. No. Y'all know this friend and y'all know he can't afford nothing Louis Vuitton.
I knew already. I knew before you even said that nigga name.
How did he give it away?
Who you talking about? It was one of our fake breakups or whatever. I guess he was mad at me.
He was being petty. Told him to wear that shit on the gram.
It wasn't on Instagram. I saw him in person with it on and he had it like wrapped around his neck.
Nah. I was choked like, him with that shit. Right? You should have. The scissors. You should have choked
him. What about you, sweetie? What's the best thing you ever bought a guy?
Ooh, some like real gold hoop earrings. They were like, I was like,
and they said your name in the middle.
They was like
them on right now.
They was like the mini gold hoops. And you know what? I had bought it with like a student loan I had got.
Oh damn!
Fuck college.
Nah, that's real love.
With that refund. No, because he would give me the best presents, and I never got him a present because I couldn't afford it.
Now, hold on.
When you got that refund check,
what's
he was like,
"Let me get
out
of Justin Holmes."
No.
That was your long term boyfriend.
I think not. We dated for a cool minute, but I wouldn't say that was my long term.
Okay,
because I was in a relationship for 4 years before that.
Justin, give the fucking hoops back.
No, it wasn't him.
So was Justin before or after that?
After that.
Mm-hmm. That hurts. You broke up with me, now you dating Diddy's son.
That's the best payback right there, because right. He's sick just because. Right. He ain't got to know nothing about him. He Diddy's
he done had restaurants named after him. Right?
New York, Atlanta.
Damn.
You ever been to Justin's?
Have y'all been?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been one in New York before they closed
down. They closed both of them down.
What kind of food was it?
Soul food.
I've been to the one in Atlanta as well.
Yeah.
Girl, them
almost got shot.
What was it with the collard greens and the stuffing and the turkey all over?
I don't know, but Justin's was so lit. Good. They fried shrimp. The collard greens, lobsters. Bag and cheese.
Everything was good.
Them drinks.
We used to go in there on Sundays. At one of
all right, there's some real good. We've been smoking. All right,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Shout out to Justin.
But your long-term boyfriend. Okay, Keith Powers.
Yeah.
That was who we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, we know him from the New Edition movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he played Ronnie in that movie.
Right.
So, are y'all still, like, do you still have feelings for him? Are y'all still cool?
Well, I'm going to always love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I met him when I was, like, 14, 15 years old. So, like, I've known him for, like, half my life.
That's a cute couple.
It is cute.
Yeah, that's a cute couple.
And y'all
Whatever. Fuck that
but
nigga.
Does he hit you up next? Like, congratulations on all your success every time something good happens?
He's in a relationship right now.
Oh, well.
I didn't ask that. Does he hit you up to still say congratulations?
No.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
Out.
And the lie detector test determined.
That smile is bright.
That was a lie.
You think if you hit him up and was like, man, fuck her, he would be like, fuck her?
I don't know.
Let's hit him. No.
Don't fall for it, sis.
No, but they're cute. But I'm not even... I'm not worried about that.
I know you're not.
Like, I'm just... The success is just overwhelming. So, mm-hmm. like, if he says it, he says it. And if he don't, I know he sees it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all still cool. Like, you still
love her.
Do y'all still speak to each other at least?
Mm-mm.
So why did you guys break up?
It was growing pains. So I was in college and he was acting, and we had been together for like 4 years already. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, a lot of just little problems that eventually added up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you Ronnie?
No, actually, I was really proud of him when he did that. And mm-hmm. I told him, we weren't together at the time, but it was really exciting to see him like finally get something big and like the recognition he deserves.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of, like, when's the last time you've been on a date?
Girl, dang. Like,
it's been a while.
It's been a while, like last year.
Damn.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What is
it because you're too busy? Are you turning people down?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both. You know, it's honestly, being a woman in the industry, it's easy to date. Like,
you go on a date tonight if you want to.
Yeah. So, but I try to be selective because I don't know who I want to date yet. I'm not just trying to be like saying yes to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I do, you know, talk to people.
Oh, okay. I'm sure a lot of old flings pop back up too.
Yeah.
Do you go back to like the old ones, or are you just like,
I'm not trying to add another
keep
person
going
to
forward?
I don't really have a lot of I mean, dudes I talk to, but I've only been in two relationships, so there's not much to pop back.
Do you count Justin as a relationship?
Yeah, okay. We were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Him and Keith were like my only boyfriend.
Now, why did you and Justin break up? Uh-oh, what'd he do?
He seemed like he got a lot of stuff going on.
You know, a lot was just going on, and it was time to focus on myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't we see him in New Orleans?
We definitely see him in New Orleans.
His friends be turnt.
And one of his friends was absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one?
Larry.
Larry, too.
Oh, Larry hella funny.
I call him Larry, too, because there's Larry.
Larry Morrow.
Larry Morrow. That's from Larry New Orleans. One. Mm-hmm. And he was Larry, too. But this kid.
He was going
was
crazy.
Fucking crazy. These videos that I got of him.
Yeah.
And like about the fight, the chef in the restaurant. It was the craziest.
He went in the kitchen.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that sounds like
he
that.
Was in the kitchen, fake cooking. I don't know what was this. It was hilarious. But like, I just know that he was jumping on top of tables in the club. So I just know that they're crazy.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
That they're pretty lit. That, mm-hmm. you know, that little crew.
You think you were destined to be in the business just because you have family members that are also pretty entrenched in this? Like Zaytoven.
I felt like Hammer. I was destined to be in it because I felt it in my soul, mm-hmm. not because of the relationships I've had. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always felt like this since I was 14.
Because sometimes your family can also dictate somewhat like the route that you take. If you have family members that are doing certain things and mm-hmm. you have certain like access and they understand it more.
Yes and no, but I have pride. So I always felt like I wanted to work on my own and get to where I needed to be before I worked with one of them. Like, for example, like I've been knowing Zay since I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have got beats like a long time ago, but it's just kind of like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Was he like, why you ain't hit me up earlier?
He'd be like, so my family name is Didi. They'd be like, Didi, you know, I got you on them beats. Like, just let me know. But it's just like, I didn't feel like I deserved to have the Zaytoven stamp yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, you know, I'm kind of popping. We've worked together. Like, you know, it makes sense now.
Right.
So I always wanted to work up on my own and then connect.
How did you know that this was something that could be a career for you? Like, at what point were you like, this is about to really happen?
I want to say the fourth quarter of last year, mm-hmm. when I was working a lot with my manager, he made it more realistic for me. Because I was in limbo for a really long time. I was like depressed. I was like, I don't want to be in corporate America. I had like 3 job offers and I turned them all down.
What kind of jobs?
Hospital.
Okay.
Girl, I was trying to get that check. You know, they pay good. And it just didn't feel right. Every time I got the job offer, it's just like, this is not what you want to do. So I risked it. Mm-hmm. And thank God I found, you know, my management. I'm now signed. So you feel me? All that prayer work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you find your manager, or how did he find you?
So I was a brand ambassador for the Fancy Puma Slides, mm-hmm. and I had went to an event and met up with him there, and he was like, oh, let's meet. And I'm thinking like, oh, here goes another person saying let's meet. Because, you know, being a girl in the industry, everybody can help, can
you
help you.
Want to go have a drink mm-hmm. and meet and help you.
Mm-hmm. No, but he was really...
help you, right?
Yeah, he
after
was...
After 10 p.m.
Yeah. No, but he
in
was...
In their room.
he was serious. And I looked him up, and, you know, his resume, he had worked with, like, B2K, worked with Beyonce for a significant amount of time. So I was like, okay, maybe this is like finally something that's real. And it was like, he was super respectful. His work ethic is crazy. My work ethic is crazy. So we just worked really well together.
And from when y'all had that initial meeting, how long did it take for things to start happening? Because sometimes we get discouraged. Like you said, we have meetings all the time and nothing materializes. How long did it take till it was like, oh, okay, this is.
So I met him last April. No.
Don't use that phrase.
That's her phrase.
It's moving.
No, it's not.
I want to say it took a couple months.
Mm-hmm. That's quick.
But I know that thing. I wasn't discouraged, though. So, like, things started kicking off before I could even get discouraged.
Right.
So, I was recording a lot. And I always say, like, hard work, like, doesn't go unnoticed. And I was always constantly posting online, interacting with my fans, making sure that everything was, you know, snowballing. And it just popped off, especially with Icy Girl.
That's what I always say. Consistency is really important. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, like, it starts off with, like, a small following. And then you keep on making sure you keep on going, keep on posting. Mm-hmm. Your fan base grows and grows. And they get used to you posting things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when it's time.
No, because every time I would post, like, a rap video, I'd get, like, 5,000 to 10,000 followers in a day. And it's just like, okay,
that's
like I'm getting like my people are following me because of my talent, not because I'm cute. Like, cause I post pictures all the time.
Right.
And like, there's no, you feel me? No interaction. But once I post a video of me rapping, like it just goes up.
Mm-hmm. But being cute doesn't hurt because some of these girls look a little crazy. Mm-hmm. No, be out here trying to do the same thing.
It definitely is, you know, in addition to the package, but I was getting like recognized,
right,
you know,
right, right.
Rapping.
For your talent.
And you know, everybody pretty now. Child. I felt like, on the gram, everybody, you yeah. feel,
everybody
is,
looks the
and
same.
And then you see them, you be like, no,
wait. This just brings me back to, fake. I was at this event over the weekend in Philly, a fashion show. And there was a girl who
did you
I-
have a great time?
There was a girl who I noticed. There was a girl who I noticed at this show, and me and the person I was with, like, paid attention to her. Neither one of us mentioned the girl, but we both, like, saw her. Mm-hmm. So then the next day, I'm on Instagram, and I see a picture of her. And without even showing my friend that was with me, I look at the picture. I'm like, wait, I saw this girl, and she did not look like this.
Right.
She looked a whole hot-ass mess. And she was like, the girl, and da-da-da-da-da. And then I showed her the picture, and she was like, yo, she ain't like that. Like, Instagram can be very deceiving because that girl looked nice and clean and
she
polished.
She
catfished
you.
In
nice and
picture,
clean, dirty bitch.
In person, her jeans was ashy and baggy and her butt was saggy. She just looked like disheveled and like a greasy mess, but her picture was nice. Picture
was I nice. Always I feel like girls her. Like that don't got no friends.
She was by you. Herself, so no, I don't know.
Well, no, but like, you know,
I don't
like
know. When I saw her, she was
like,
by herself.
Like your circle, like. And nobody telling know, you, like,
girl, throw them jeans.
Throw them eyebrows.
Yeah. Not even that. Like, you know, people is noticing you don't look like that.
Right. You know? Could you imagine saying that to one of your friends?
She said, your butt's saggy. That-
like the, you know how, like, your jeans, like, she tried to go for, like, the boyfriend jeans look. Oh. But instead of them being boyfriends, they were just too big.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, the butt part
that's
was saggy.
No friend jeans.
And it was, like, ashy, the no friend jeans. They was, like, no ashy jeans. And, like, they wasn't, like, fitting her right. She just looked.
That's the no boyfriend.
A mess. She just looked a mess.
Boyfriendless jeans.
All right, now here's another question. If a guy is struggling at a certain point in his life, do you feel like he should avoid going on dates? Like, let's just say right now he don't have it together. Mm-hmm. He don't have, you know, his car's not, he don't have a, he got a little hookie. Yeah. He's not really popping like that. He can't take you, you know, you're high maintenance. Uh-huh. He can't take you no place that great. But he really does want to take you out and not miss out on this opportunity. So do you feel like when a man is struggling, he should just
prioritize,
sit back and not even bother? Or is it cool for him to try to figure things that he could do without letting
get
you know
creative?
That he's on a really low budget?
This reminds me of Half Baked when he took the girl on the
the date. And, each time
and every
got
time
the
they
ice
was like,
cream.
We were like,
I'm not going to lie. If your car and all that shit is fucked up and you struggling, you need to focus on that. Like, you shouldn't be, and I'm not trying to say you can't get in a relationship, whatever. If it happens, it happens. But I don't feel like you should be trying to go out your way to go on dates and stuff like that. I feel like you should be taking that money that you go and put towards a date and put it towards your car.
But what if you meet Saweetie and she's flirting with you and you flirting with her and you like, I really want to take her out. And
like if her broke dar doesn't go off? Is that a
broke dar? Like,
no, a long time ago, there was this one guy that I liked. And he told me much later the reason that at that time he didn't really want to go out was because he was fucked up. Like, his money wasn't right.
And he look at you and see that he can't afford your type of
And he backed liking, away.
So and that's, he, and that's what
I'm cheap.
I mean, because you eat chicken.
Cheap date, I don't eat red meat.
I don't drink champagne.
Nah, but she drink a whole lot of other drink. So if it got to add up.
It'll balance itself out.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and drink is food.
And he can't buy you nothing that's not luxury. So ain't no gifts popping off.
Like, he's not taking
But you could miss out
spot.
On, like, for him, he could miss out on a great opportunity because do you really want to date a woman that's really only interested in you if you have money like that?
It's not just being interested if you have money, but it's if I can maintain myself at a certain lifestyle, then I expect whoever is trying to court me to be able to upstand that same lifestyle.
Because he could be honest and be like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little fucked up right now.
Okay, so hold that nigga threw two at me. I threw
we
four
might respect
back.
That, though.
Hold that.
Let would you respect
back.
That?
I would respect it, but that's not somebody I'd want to talk to.
See?
Thank you.
I respect
like, nigga,
it all day. Hold that
back when you
stand.
Figure it out.
Thank
like,
you.
Or, and I'll probably
cause,
be married.
Because two things could happen. Mm-hmm. One, his ego is going to get, you feel me, mm-hmm. like bruised. He's going to start feeling away. He might, you pay for everything, so he's not going to feel manly.
Not that you have to pay for everything, but he's
so
going
to
got
to
like
do? You, go to the park.
You can go to like Applebee's in a movie.
Applebee's though?
They got that chicken fried chicken.
Nah, I'd rather sit in the house.
Chicken fried chicken.
Right? Like, I can't
chicken
go to Applebee's. I'm sorry, I'm not going to Applebee's. I don't go to Applebee's on my own time. So I'm not about to go with nobody. Figure it out. There's plenty of restaurants out there that you ain't got to go to Applebee's.
What like, about Ruby Tuesday?
No, nigga, no.
What about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A. And bring your own bag.
Listen, if he pull it off on a Sunday, yes. Then that's my man right there. Like Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, he did something special. But if it's on like a Monday, nah, bro, that shit is no, no.
But I mean, if you're attracted to him,
he better cook at least. Like,
oh yeah,
cook. Like, what is he?
We can be friends.
What's a creative date that? What's the most creative date you've been on? What?
It wasn't creative, but for Valentine's Day, like, I had the all, like, the roses around the room, like, hella roses and hella candles and just hella gifts on the bed.
Oh, yes. That's an expensive.
Too high maintenance.
And Marvin Gaye was playing.
Marvin Gaye.
Live. From the dead.
from the grave.
Performed.
Marvin Gaye. It was cute. Yeah. It was cute.
That's sexy John time. Legend's favorite.
Yeah, John Legend said his sex playlist would include
a lot of Marvin Gaye.
Always Marvin Gaye.
I can't believe my ears when you just said that. Right. I was like, deja vu.
All right. Well, sweetie. Okay, John Legend talked about his sex playlist and he said Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. What's on your sex playlist?
I don't want to put Pandora on because I don't.
Must pay for Pandora then.
Girl, if yeah,
my Pandora got commercials. My Pandora got commercials, girl. That shit gonna be like, what?
Join 30 minutes free for the next commercial free.
No, I only say that because there was this article and it was like, you shouldn't create a playlist because when you do that, you know, like, what song's coming on, you know, how long?
Shuffle.
How long? I don't know. They made some really good points when it's just like, they say you should put on a what do you call it? Them instrumentals that just keep running.
Nah.
Instrumental
music. Not an instrumental. It's
about
like
to
a
freestyle.
Like a, what's that
shit.
One song?
Freestyle on the day.
She gonna be like,
What's that one song
that they always play on like the you know, like the what is it here? WBLS
song.
Right. What's that? And don't have no
With the Quiet Storm.
It don't have no song. It's like a 12-minute long song.
My brother, you got to get
and
your
it don't
own.
Have no lyrics. You know that song I'm talking about?
No.
What's that Firestorm song?
But if you fucking it up for hours, that's gonna get a little creepy.
That song like 12 minutes long.
I would think somebody coming out the closet. Like
I'm on for the playlist now, but I do agree that you can't have like the same playlist going. Like, but you gotta shuffle. You gotta like have like 80 songs.
You gotta think about the last nigga you fucked to that song.
The last time I heard this, my leg was over here.
That nigga lasted to this song. Right. This bum ass motherfucker. Right.
No,
that's
why they
three.
Say don't put songs on. Like,
he busted on my face right when this part came on.
No, not you. Not you. Sorry, keep going.
What you think is a good amount of time to have sex?
It depends. Where are we at?
Like,
And are we sober or are we drunk?
If we in the balcony in the middle of the daytime, we might have to be quick.
Is it better sober or drunk?
Fucking drunk.
I feel drunk because people are more comfortable.
Right. Your inhibitions are out the window.
Yeah.
I feel like I said this earlier, and I don't know if this is just me. Do you feel like you might do some shit when you're drunk?
That you won't do when you're sober?
Do when you're sober.
You feeling like the, like, unstoppable.
But what happens when he brings it up? And then you like, I don't know what the fuck I did.
That shit you did last night.
I was drunk. I don't know.
Nah, but you got to act like you was with it. Like, yeah, you know, I did that just for you.
Like what, L'Oreal?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Like what?
I don't know.
Was he blowing bubbles up his booty hole?
Blowing bubbles in his butt.
Yeah, I was blowing bubbles in his butt. Nah, but I'm not gonna front. Like one time, no, it wasn't that crazy. But the dude said to me, like, "Yo, the shit you were saying last night was so crazy." Like,
what'd you
that
say, shit was
nigga? You probably know better than me. Like,
I was not there.
You was listening.
I was drunk. I wasn't there either.
You was listening. I wasn't there.
Listen, I wasn't there either. I was so drunk. Like, not like I remember having like. I remember what I was doing.
You just remember, like, what you said?
You know how you black out?
What could you have said?
Nigga, I don't know, but he liked it. And now I feel like a failure.
I need to know what I said. You don't know to say it again?
I need to re-know. Like, I don't even think he
probably was like, this is the best dick I ever had in my life.
Who knows?
You probably called him Poppy and you don't even speak Spanish.
I probably was speaking all kind of Spanish. Creole out this motherfucker. Like, I don't know. I don't know. When I tell you, I don't have a clue. I feel so bad though.
All right, so you said drunk is better or a little tipsy. So what's a good amount of time when you're tipsy? What's like too long?
What's too long for you?
I think anything above like 35 minutes is too long. Sorry.
That's a workout.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's Soul Cycle.
Yeah. Anything longer than a Soul Cycle class is too long.
But it also depends on like
but
how
is this everything? It's like foreplay, both oral and penetration. Because that's going to give me more than 35 minutes.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, if it's creative.
First of all, I'm going to make him eat my pussy till I come. That might be 15, 20 minutes by itself. No, that might be 5 to 10 minutes.
I know, it's like 15
And
minutes.
Then I'm going to suck his dick for like 15 minutes.
Nah, that might be
minutes.
About 15 depending on how his tongue game.
Right.
Do you hold back coming? Because I feel like guys hold back. But I feel like
I do sometimes.
I feel like women, we be wanting to come. But guys hold back. Because we could come and keep going.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I don't hold back. I don't know about you, but like, if I'm about to come, I'm going to come because I know I could come.
I don't hold back from an internal orgasm because I don't catch those as often. So when I catch that coming,
what's
I
don't
know.
What's that?
I don't know the
difference.
Like, penetration.
What's that?
I don't
know the difference.
From penetration.
So like, from the dick going
from internally.
Inside.
I always come internally as far as I'm concerned.
So
I don't know the difference. How
I feel different. Like I got to learn my body more because y'all talking about some different stuff.
Clitoral stimulation is from head or from like when you on top and you just like going in.
Or when
you're
playing with your pussy. Or when you're playing with your own pussy.
What's the other kind?
Internal penetration is when he's hitting that spot inside that makes you orgasm.
Yeah. Let me take some notes.
If I get an internal if I feel an internal orgasm coming, I'm not going to hold back from them because I don't get those that often. But if I might hold back from a external, like if he eating my pussy and I feel like I'm about to come, if it feels that good, I might make him do it a little bit longer, you know, so I'll hold back on that.
But see, I be scared sometimes and nervous that like, it's not going to happen if I keep waiting. I got to just make sure it does happen.
It might not.
That's been a thought of mine, too.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, you do something a little bit the wrong
way. Yeah,
and then you got to hit the reset button.
I'm not going to, when I tell you that's the worst fucking thing, especially when you be like, keep doing what you're doing.
And then they always switch. That's why I don't say that. Don't ever say that. Don't ever tell them to keep going.
Yeah, because you're about to come and then that's it.
They going to move.
But internally, you could come over and over and over.
I have no idea.
You can.
Yeah, internally you can. But
from, like, if I come from, like, outside my vagina, don't touch me.
Me and Sweetie didn't know what y'all talking about. We just know when we come, we come.
Okay, so when you...
You remember your first orgasm?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you orgasm, like... Usually when you have sex?
No, I'm not. I needed to become more, because y'all talking about some different stuff. I don't,
Have you ever had an orgasm?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So percentage-wise, how often does that happen?
Actually, yeah, I do remember.
See?
Yeah.
She was like, it was great.
It was.
Did you know what was happening? Were you nervous? Did you try to?
I wasn't nervous because I was high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
And like the person like I was with was very like helpful. He knew what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to him because
yeah. a lot of them don't know what they're doing.
He was older though, so
a lot of them know what they're doing.
Did you feel like after that it was hard for you to let him go?
No, it was weird because we were like friends, but we were like flirting, talking, and
he said, "I'm gonna make you come."
And it just kind of happened. Mm-hmm. But was
that like the only time, or it was
memorable, like one of the most memorable.
If he hit you now, would you be down?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
you ever been like dickmatized that the dick was so good? You was like, okay, I really
see. So like, I've seen my homegirls go through that, and I'm just like,
you don't get it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, lucky you.
Nothing wrong with that.
A drug.
That might be on a full length album about being dickmatized.
Listen, that might be next album. I mean, next situation, whatever you put out. Be careful. Be careful. Because that might be the next record, right?
With a dick challenge.
Have you ever stayed with somebody just because the sex was so good?
Like in a relationship?
Yeah.
No.
And put up with certain shit just because?
I might have
like,
put up with some shit.
Well, he do make me come every time.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't stayed with somebody just because of the sex.
Putting up with some shit is different than staying with somebody.
I was having sex with somebody just for the sex, if that counts.
I think that counts.
Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't a relationship, but it was like a sex thing, and I didn't want anything else from him but dick.
It's hard for me to just have sex with somebody that I don't have like feelings for like that.
If the dick is good enough, then the feelings go out the window.
You're right.
Sorry.
No. Because I've never really had great sex with somebody I didn't care about too much.
I mean not care about, but just like not like it's not a relationship. Like,
wait, so how long
I care
are you
about the person.
Have sex,
I cared about the person, but
I guess
I didn't want to be with that person, so we just was having sex.
I always have like mini relationships. Like even if it don't last like super long, I'll fuck with somebody for like 6 months, like heavy. You know how I do.
I do know, but I just wonder like when do you feel like all right this like because I don't feel like every single person that I've had sex with
was a relationship.
I felt like I'm super close with them. Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna have sex. It might have been like I'm not gonna lie.
I need some dick.
I fuck with you. You look good. I fuck with you. I'm drunk. Let's fuck. It might have been like that before. And I might have had longer relationships with them than people that I thought I was so-called close with.
You know
what
it is?
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I don't go to people's houses and I don't be letting people at my house like that.
Right.
So maybe that's why. Because I'm like mad cautious. Like, you know, I don't go to nobody's house.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm like paranoid about shit. Because if you don't know somebody like that, you don't know if a bitch gonna bust in the house. You don't know if he messed with somebody.
The baby mama got the key and she coming with the son.
I don't want to be caught in no situation with somebody I don't really fuck with like that. And then as far as my house, I don't really let people in my house like unless I kind of know you somewhat. Unless I'm having a cookout and 200 people are there.
Oh my God.
Because that did happen.
Angela is the most... I feel like I'd be like, don't come to my house ever, anybody. Angela be like, I'm having a cookout. Everyone
that
come.
Happened once. I had one cookout. One.
And like, it was like, I'm having a fight 200 party. People there. Everyone come.
Yeah.
One time we spent the night at Angela's house after her birthday. It was like 20 of us.
But it's everybody I knew.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like more like with me, I'd be like, you doing my hair? Our makeup? Come to my house.
But I have a lot anything of. Else? But I probably have a lot more friends. Like that.
Yeah, I don't trust people.
Because I have friends I don't know since I was in third grade still.
Yeah, they
day.
Can't come to my house.
Whoa. How do you feel about people coming to your house, sweetie?
I don't like people coming to my house.
See, yeah, me either.
Shit. So how long does it take for you when you're dating somebody to allow them to come and know where you live?
I honestly, like, it just depends on how, like, the vibe I get from you.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel comfortable, you can come to my crib. But if I feel like you just be, like, on some different shit, then I'm gonna try to have you up in my like my space. And then another thing I don't like is sometimes when people come over, they don't know when to leave.
That's a fact. That's when you gotta act like you have somewhere to go.
And put on your whole outfit.
You gotta text a friend and be like, call me right now. I'm gonna act like it's my manager.
Motherfuckers will be like, I'll be here when you get back.
You be like, what?
Yeah. You can't leave nobody in your house.
Listen, I have a dog. So, like, when I go to walk my dog, I'll be like, you're coming too, motherfucker. Like, we all going to walk the dog. Because you got to be, you don't never know. People is real grimy. And even if you think, like, not everybody. Okay, you got your certain friends. But some people is really, especially your fame, whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm here and da-da-da. Nah, don't do all of that. We walking the dog together. We going to get the delivery together. Like, whatever we got to do, we a unit together. Don't be up in my crib. Like, people is grimy.
If you was dating a guy, he wanted to take a selfie with you on the first date.
Hell nah. I wouldn't even want to date him after that.
I mean, because maybe he wants to record that, because what if y'all end up together years later? Mm-hmm.
Nope.
That's weird. I mean, like how does he do it? Like, oh, let's take
like, come on, let's take a picture. Nah. I'm having the best time.
That sounds crazy.
I want to document this best time I'm having. Let's take a picture.
We having a chocolate cake at Applebee's. Let's take a picture.
But you know what's fucked up about that? That would be a sweet thing that if eventually you ended up getting married. But because of the world we live in now.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like technology has made people corny.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you Instagram live on a date.
New couple alert, ballerific right. couples.
He'd be like, me and sweetie, go ahead, sing that verse, girl.
Swapping faces on the app and on Snapchat.
Swap face.
Filter.
What about men who get surgery? Because we've been seeing that a lot more.
Right? Oh, yeah, Kanye just said he had lipo.
Yeah.
Look at her whole face.
Why she look like that?
This guy had lipo, too.
Who?
Love and Hip Hop. Hollywood.
A1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A1.
What do you think about guys? Like, let's just say you were dating a guy and you seen like the little lipo,
little scar.
Nah.
That would turn me off. I'm sorry.
What if it looked good though? Like he had a good doctor.
Not with the scars, Angela.
What in the doctor
curves?
Doctor, my doctor.
Doctor Fort Lauderdale.
Doctor Curves did these cities. Before he became famous, I need to get him done over.
But let's just say he looks good. Like, you like, all right, you know. You only seen the after effect. You didn't know what he looked like before.
If everything made sense and it wasn't that big of, I don't know, girl.
So you're dating this guy and you really like him, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Y'all go on a few dates, he cool as hell, y'all kicking it, y'all vibing.
Uh-huh.
And then you finally have sex with him.
Uh-huh.
And you see like these two little scars right here and right here.
What happened to you?
And one in the back right here.
I got stabbed.
No. So then you ask him, like, why do you have these scars around? No, but what if he's honest and be like, oh, like a year ago I had gained a little weight, so I had a little lipo. But his body banging now.
Right.
Would you be like, right?
A hard on go go down.
I don't know.
And I had a Brazilian butt lift.
Yo,
no, just a lipo. But his body is banging. He got abs. He got muscles.
And what if he used to have titties, but he got them done too?
But why are y'all looking for lipo scars? That's my thing.
You like, you're looking for it. He got naked and you saw the scars.
Because you know sometimes you ask me having titties.
Like, keep it 100. Are you going to look at it and be like, that looks like lipo scars?
Yes.
I'm not.
If you see that lipo, so I know what the scars
listen,
look like.
If I'm
so
looking if I see down, I'm looking scars. At a dick. I'm not looking at scars on his stomach.
You're
not
looking at
those
scars.
You be laid up in bed. You be tracing every line. When'd you get this tattoo? Where'd this stab wound come from?
Nah, I don't think
this
one
you had 17 stitches.
Maybe I'm different.
You had 17 stitches and you got stabbed.
What do I think?
Uh-huh.
I think that it would be a little bit odd. I've never dated somebody who's had lipo.
The fact that you got to call them out. I don't know because I've had plastic surgery. I had lipo. I had my
Have you ever dated a guy with lipo?
Not that I know of, but shit. Who knew
what
guy
about
had
you?
Lipo? That's what I'm saying. Like, I would be like hypocritical, right? Like, bitch, you had all this work done on your own body, but I can't have nothing done on mine.
I don't
feel
know.
Like
so you're saying it's okay.
Case by case scenario, I guess. I don't know about the moves though. Like, if you had man boobs and you got them taken off,
moves.
Then I don't know about that. But if you had a little suction cup, you know, a little suck it out. You know,
as long as it
and
looks
it got
good
rid
now.
Of your back roll, and you look good
man.
Now.
Man,
I
got
might
it
be
easy.
Able to be all right
I'm
with
gonna
it.
Keep it all the way 100,
but no more than lipo. Like I can't. No more than that. Like if you got your nose done, or you got a facelift, or like something crazy, and if you got like muscle implants, like nah,
muscle
I can't
implants.
Do all that.
Muscle
no, they
implants.
Do that. They do. Girl, I be watching Botch, girl. They be making themselves look like Ken dolls. Like they be putting like muscles
remember
in their
the
chest
human
and their arms.
Yeah, we seen them out.
Y'all seen him?
We seen
them
at
Tao.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like men.
Now if
have
you doing it. All that to yourself, then no, you got muscle calves and shit. That's not real. Like no. But if you got a little like,
but you
bowl,
can't stop
suction,
that one
little
thing.
Nip tuck.
You can't say then, what they could do. You know what I mean? That's how I feel like men got it easy. If there was a female rapper that looked like Biggie Smalls, nobody would have been buying her album. And that's just a fact.
So I feel like men could walk around with a big stomach. They could look a little not that cute and everything is fine. So for them to get lipo and all that, I feel like it's crazy. Women, though, on the other hand, let a woman gain 10 pounds. That bitch is fat. I feel like with women, it's a little bit more pressure.
That's true.
So I feel like...
But there have been women who have been very successful that haven't fit the
ideal body.
Artist-wise, I wouldn't agree.
Yeah, artist-wise. Definitely I don't want to call them
Price,
out.
I'm sorry. I mean, Kelly Price Jill Scott.
Is... Yeah, but... They not on the level of like Beyonce. You get what I'm trying to
Who
say?
Who else is on the level of Beyonce?
Biggie was the biggest, one of the biggest artists, period. Jay-Z's not the best looking. I love Jay to death, but he not the best looking. Normally, it's like the better looking women that they put on the pedestal to me. This is my opinion. I feel like women are judged way more based on looks than men are. So I feel like when a man is getting that, it's just because that's something.
I also feel like in the music business, there's a lot more men that have been successful. So there's a bigger range, too.
True, but most of them ain't the best looking.
So, and I don't want to, see, I would name some people, but I don't want to diss no women. So I'm not going to.
I'm not trying to diss any women.
I mean, I didn't diss anybody I named either. I was just saying, like, body-wise, those people don't have the ideal body image of a Beyonce or a Rihanna, and they still were successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, not Angie Stone. Not as successful as...
You ever seen a guy whose ass Beyonce looked a little too fat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ooh, ooh, with hips.
No, but there was this dude I went to school with and his booty was so big.
Mm. He had hips.
His booty was so big he had hips.
Yeah. Damn.
Was he gay?
I don't think so, but...
If not, he you know...
I've seen guys with hips.
You'd be mad, like, why can't I have it?
That's from...
They
Your mama got hips like that?
They be wasting stuff on men. Eyelashes, eyebrows.
Oh, yes. Nah, but when the right guys dude have like the cutest lashes. Like,
and you be so mad though. Why he got that and I can't have them lashes?
God has paid for that.
What if your man had lash extensions?
You know what?
Y'all saying it's okay for lipo and all this other shit.
I just said you might as well. I can't be hypocritical.
I mean, it's hard to lose
feel
weight.
Like he need to get some lipo. I can't
hard to
like,
lose weight.
It's hard to lose weight. So
it's hard to be a woman.
Like if I was Kim, I couldn't be mad at Kanye for getting lipo. She full plastic.
She can't say nothing about nobody getting no kind
I'm
of
that's
work
I'm that's
that.
My comparison. I'm 50% plastic. So if a nigga wanna go get some lipo, 50. I can't be like, you know, I mean I'm not full plastic, but I've had some work done. So I can't be like, oh well you can't.
What if
like
he had this? A dick extension?
Some guys need that shit.
I mean, that's really benefiting you.
You could do that?
Some guys
can't
need it.
Extend too long, but I think you could add like an
inch. Because 40% of the penis is inside of the body, so they can like pull like 20% of that out.
Ouch.
And then, yeah.
That was on botched?
No, that wasn't on botched, but it's a real thing. You can look at it.
That was on bitched.
I'm disgusting. I don't know, like
that just made my insides.
Yeah,
hurt.
That shit. Ain't
yeah, 40% of the male penis never comes out of.
I wonder how that recovery process.
You got to keep it to yourself, regardless. Like I don't want to hear about.
So for
that
all
shit.
You little dick guys out there, don't be so discouraged because most of it isn't. Well, 40% of it is.
Oh, I thought you said safari.
Oh no, like, no, no. We've seen said, that
said,
picture.
Yeah, we've seen
he
those
said
videos.
So for all you, I thought you said safari.
You don't need an extension.
Safari don't need no extension from Wilaco.
Now, do you think, sweetie, that you could date a guy who had a son or a daughter around your age?
Nah, that's creepy.
Y'all could be friends.
What if he was a billionaire?
Like, let's just say they had a son or daughter. Okay, maybe like maybe just 19 years old. Is that still too close?
How old is he?
35.
Yeah. With a 19-year-old?
No, yeah. Yeah, it's just not going to work.
Why not? That was 16.
Yeah, that would work.
Oh, I can't do math right
now. I see.
That would definitely work. That's me and my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, well, guess it does work.
You think you could?
I don't know. That's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really talked to anybody over like 26.
Mm. She's a baby.
No, that's good. I think you should stay in your age range. No, I think you should. I think staying in your age range is the best thing because
mm-hmm.
you could grow with the person.
Right. No, I'd rather date older.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You stay away from R. Kelly. Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl,
do you like pee?
No, no. I think like 30 is my limit.
Yeah, that's a good limit.
No, like 30, like 32. Maybe 35, you know, if he...
But then they could have a child your age, well, almost, you know, around that. Because, like, a 35-year-old could have a 19-year-old. Would that be weird?
No. Kids don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a kid. That's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if, he probably if, like, if she's just... If it's a daughter, like, y'all could have gone to high school together.
Mm.
Wait, nah, because, like, 19, 20... I'm 24 now.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all could have went to high school together.
For what
5 years apart, y'all could have went to high school together.
What high school is 5 years, G?
Who's saying exact dates to the day? Y'all could have went to high school together.
You that person could right when he was coming
listen,
in.
That, yeah, yeah, exactly. You could have been a freshman. He could have been a sophomore, a senior. But, you know, but it could be a 5 year difference.
But if that's not the case, then I might consider it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever dated somebody that's like totally outside of your type?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at what Serena. Serena had posted something about, you know, her husband,
mm-hmm.
and he's a white guy. She never thought she would even date a white guy.
She's
and
from then, Compton, right?
Right. And he's a businessman. She's an athlete. And they're opposites. And she was talking about how opposites attract. So what about you? You think you could date somebody that's like kind of opposite from you?
It depends on what kind of opposite.
What kind of guys do you like?
I told you. I like, you know, bossed up dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
But that could mean anything. I mean, specifically, like, looks-wise, do looks matter?
I feel like they do, but they don't.
Mm.
Because, I mean, like, Justin wasn't my type, but I still dated him.
He's an attractive guy, yeah, though.
Nice he's attractive, but I never thought I would.
So, what looks-wise, what is your type, then, in that case?
I like, you know, dark-skinned boys. Mm. Tall, dark-skinned boys. Like, that's what catches my eye.
Okay.
And neither one of your ex-boyfriends look like that.
Right. No, Keith is, he's tall. He's like mocha.
Mocha.
Yeah.
Mocha latte.
A little lighter.
Mocha milk.
No,
mocha latte.
He's brown. He's brown.
I don't know about that.
It's not that dark to me.
In the summertime it is.
How would maybe your parents feel if you brought home, a white guy? Would they think that was weird?
No, only because my family is so mixed up. Mm-hmm. Like Mexican, white, Asian. Like it's just all the grandkids is mixed up. Mm-hmm. So it ain't nothing new.
He's just gonna blend in with the rest
with
of
everybody
the
else.
We all everything. Does he have to season the chicken? No, I'm joking.
You better.
No, you don't let white people season chicken.
He have to? I thought you were saying, did he have to? Like, is that a deal breaker if he can't season the chicken? That's not what you were saying. Like, does he have to?
What you season your chicken with? Look.
A lot of seasoning.
You must not have seen that video.
What video?
When he was washing the chicken with the soap.
Oh, my God.
And he seasoned it with salt and accent. Oh, that damn salt.
Accent is fire, though. That's a good seasoning.
What in the accent?
So let's talk about female friends.
Mm.
Okay, do you have a lot of female friends?
Not really.
Why is that?
I'm just very, like, private. And I don't make friends like that because I'm not out like that.
She said she don't fuck with bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That too. But, like, I have a lot of, like, cousins too.
So you got family. So your family's like
your friends.
My
family's hella big.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Have you had bad experiences with, like, other women and stuff?
Yeah.
What is it mainly over?
Like, none, like, hella big. But one of my best friends became my best friend because my best friends were trying to jump me.
What?
But, yeah.
Over what?
They was just jealous. It was young, though. It was, like, high school. Like, they had just, like, felt a way, like, you know, I was kind of, like, getting popular. And they didn't like that. And they, like, it was weird. Like, it was a switch. And then they started leaving me, like, voicemails. And I knew it was their voice. And then it was just a whole...
Who does that?
It was just a whole,
high
like, weird... Yeah, yeah, high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, one of our mutual friends, like, I was just venting to her. She was like, well, if they jump you, I'm hopping in. And then ever since then, we've been, like, cool.
So that's your bestie.
That's my best friend.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do any other people that you used to be, like, not cool with or cool with, kind of, did they hit you up now, seeing everything that's happening?
Hey, yeah, I need to change my number soon.
You have the same number all this time?
It's my same number since forever.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you need to switch that up because everybody now that is listening and be like, oh, her number's still the same. Let me hit her up.
Yeah.
So yeah, change that up.
Girl. I mean, not that it's going to matter if you don't fucking respond to their ass.
When your phone go off hella times and you busy, that shit is irritating and it drains your battery.
It is, especially when you answer the phone and it's just like, I'm nice. So if you call me and I pick up, I'm thinking it's like, I don't know, someone who I need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they want to stay on the phone with you for a long time. I don't want to be rude. So I'll have that conversation with them, but it's just like, for what?
You'd be like, oh, fuck, why'd I answer this shit?
That'd be me. Every time I answer somebody that right. I don't want
to. I don't answer no call numbers I don't know. You got to text me.
Somebody
I don't know the number.
Try to trick me some kind of fucking way. I end up be about to cry. Like, who gave my number to you? Mm-hmm. But I'll be trying to be nice, but that shit is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get rid of that number.
Well, Saweetie is here. The EP High Maintenance is out now.
Mm-hmm.
High Maintenance.
So what's next for you?
We're doing spot dates, mm-hmm. and I'm working on my album. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Stargate, mm-hmm. but like they've done a lot of, you know, historical hits. I'm doing my first single with them, which will be coming out in June, called mm-hmm. Day and Night. And working with Zaytoven still. So I'm an open sponge. Like, I don't like to box myself in when I create, because I never know where the music gonna take me. So I'm just working a lot.
Have other female artists reached out to you yet?
Yeah. So I recently collabed with Kehlani.
Mm-hmm. I saw that with the
She hopped on the Icy Girl Bay mix. Mm-hmm. That was my first like female collaboration.
Did y'all know each other before the deal?
We had mutual friends, so like we knew of each other. But the fact that she wanted to hop on my song was just like everything to me.
That's dope.
Like I loved it, and she's from the Bay, and you know she's hella popping. I'm like, my manager was like, she's gonna hop on the remix. I'm like, okay. Like
when it happens, it happens. Let's see.
And then but she flipped it around so quick. No, I almost dropped my phone. Like I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I was hype.
All right, so that's the first woman that's reached out to you so far. Mm-hmm. If you could go on your dream tour, who would it be with?
Rihanna.
Oh, okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. You too.
I would love to.
You got to speak it into existence.
I would love to open up for her. Because
she would love you.
Her fans are wild. Like, and like, I've watched videos of her performances and she's just having a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more from you.
Y'all wild up in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I have fun. Y'all funny. I like kicking it with y'all.
All right. Well, we can't wait to have you back when you got the next single, when you got the album, when you got everything happening. And we appreciate you coming up here and taking time early on to sit with us.
No,
on
thank you for having me.
And also after she has internal and external organs.
Right. That's what we really want to hear.
Yeah. When you figure that out,
you let us know.
I'm going to give you my number.
I'm going to hit the group chat.
Yeah. Hit us from the new number.
Right.
Hit us from the new number. We want the new number and you let us know.
The guy with the fucking lipo and the Brazilian butt lift gave me an internal orgasm.
And the lipo scars.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Saweetie's here. Lip service.